This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the Gospel in plain English.
Welcome to the Zion Hill Church Family Broadcast, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Joy Dara, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's Z-I-O-N-H-I-L-L.com. Now, let's join the broadcast, already in progress.
If you have your Bible with you, will you please turn to the book of St. Mark, chapter 9. I am pleased to report Brother and Sister Williams is having a wedding anniversary this week of 70 years of marriage. My Lord, what a blessing. To God be the glory. The book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 29. I just want to call your attention to one verse there. The Bible says, "And he, Jesus, said unto them, this kind can comfort by nothing but by prayer and fasting." While you're still standing, let's pray. Father, we're grateful for the word of God. Grass withereth and flowers fade, but the word of God will stand forever. Holy Spirit, we welcome you, and we thank you for your presence. Help our hearing this morning. Help our understanding. Glorify yourself in this house. Now I step back that you may step up. This is your show. These are your people. This is your church. Touch somebody right now. Deliver somebody right now. Heal somebody. Save somebody. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name. And the church say, amen. You may be seated. For those of you who are visiting with us, and those of you that are live streaming with us, I have been teaching a series of sermons on what it takes to live a victorious life. The will of God for us is for you and me to live in victory. And we talk at length about the importance of your faith in God. If you don't get anything, please remember that your faith is no faith if it lacks proof. So I encourage you, walk your faith, and your faith will work for you. We also talked about the importance of your prayer life. It is very important that you stay in touch with God. It's also very important that you give God permission to operate in your life. Prayer changes things. Today, as I close that series, I want to add one more thing to your library for consideration, and that is fasting. I believe with all my heart, if your life is full of faith and your life is full of prayer, and you add fasting, there's no mountain that can stand in front of you. So our subject for discussion is titled, The Power of Fasting. What did I call it? The passage I just read to your hearing begins with an account of our father who showed up one day with his son. And he told the disciples, look, this is my son. He has a demon spirit in him. Some of you probably can relate to that. You work with people on your job and you can tell they're demon possessed. Sometimes even the spouse you're married to. Sometimes even children in the house. This man said, I need help. And guess what the disciples did? They all gathered around this young child and they began to pray so that they can cast out that demon. But unfortunately, they couldn't do it. Am I still in the book? But please consider the resume of these disciples. These were people who have been following Jesus Christ for years. These were people who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. They love him. They care for his ministries. In fact, if you follow their life, many of them die horribly for the cause of following Christ. And yet, they were not able to help this child. They prayed, just like you and me pray from time to time, but no result. They probably scream and yell and spoke in tongue. And the boy with the demon said, no, I ain't going nowhere. Later on, Jesus showed up. He was hanging out on the mountain somewhere. And he came down and he noticed that there's some quietness. So he asked him, what's up? Well, you know I would do it. He said, what's up? Why everybody quiet up in here? Well, while everybody was quiet, the father of that child spoke up. Sir, I have a child here that's demon possessed. I brought him to your disciples. I came to get help, but they couldn't help him. Now, if you follow that story, Jesus was frustrated. He said to them, how long do I have to be with you? You should be right now at a high school level. You're still in kindergarten. Yes, that's the problem with many people in the church. You've joined the church since 1902. And your faith has never crossed. Mary had a little lamb. Jesus was frustrated, so he said, look, y'all got a problem here. And the problem, ladies and gentlemen, if I may do a diagnosis, is those disciples, they're just like you and me. You know what our real problem is? We have things in our life that we want God to change, but we are not willing to pay the price. That's the problem. I'm guilty too. So as I'm ministering to you, I'm ministering to my own self. Think about it. If you don't overcome the power of your belly, how are you going to overcome a devil messing with your marriage, messing with your kids, messing with your job? So Jesus said, okay, bring that child here. And sure enough, they brought the young man, and Jesus said, come out of him. And just like that, the young man was healed. The demon was cast out. The Bible said, immediately Jesus gave that child back to his parents. Now you can imagine how the disciples felt. Heads down. Everybody ashamed. I've been there. It's not just the disciples. It's not fun when you've been telling everybody, Jesus saves. Jesus heals. And then a loved one got sick. And they say, Rev, please come on down and help us. And you went there and you scream and yell, you pray, you pour your heart out, and mama still died. Now, people may not say anything, but I can bet you there's somebody there who is asking the question, Rev, where is your God? So I feel the pain of these disciples. They were embarrassed publicly. Ladies and gentlemen, all of them got quiet. Nobody say a word. And then the Bible say, later on that evening, they were gathered at a different location trying to have dinner. And my homeboy, Peter, I believe Peter is an African. Sometimes you can just tell by the way people behave, you know. Peter could not hold it anymore. Everybody is quiet and I can't take it anymore. So Peter raised his hand. Sir, why is it that we couldn't do? You know we love you. You know we've been listening to your teaching. We know what we need to do. But why is it that the trick don't work for us? And that brings me to the passage I read to you. Jesus said, this kind cannot be solved except by prayer and fasting. I'm talking about the same kind of prayer that you pray. But I'm also talking about the fasting that you and I refuse to do. You'll be amazed how many of you under the sound of my voice have not tried to fast one single time this year. But I come to remind you there are things in your life, in my life, that just praying about it is not enough. That devil will not go away unless we fast. The truth be told, there are some things that you and me are trying to change in our lives. I even made a list for my own self, for my own life. And the Lord reminded me, this will not change except by prayer and fasting. Some of you have been praying for days. Some of you have been praying for weeks. Some of you have been praying for years. And that demon is still looking you in the face. I'm not going anywhere. The good news today is that there is a way out of trouble. God has made provision for us. But we just need to remember the message I'm sharing with you is that your fasting increases your capacity to receive. If you don't hear anything else, I have to say, grab hold of that revelation. Whatever you're dealing with right now, some of it, God would deliver you just by mere prayer. But there are some things that it would take more than prayer to get you out of it. Are you still here? You see, life is like imagine a pipe, a big pipe. And every day we eat, it's like we block that big pipe. So it's difficult for the power of God to flow through a clogged pipe. But your fasting is like a drainer. It will drain out all that mess so that the power of God can flow freely, unhindered, without any interruption in your life. Your fasting makes you open, wide open to the power of God to flow. Now, I don't know what you need in your life. I told you I have a list. In fact, to be honest with you, I have a list of 13 things that I want God to do in my life. And God made it very clear to me, this kind will not go away without prayer and fasting. So I want to challenge every one of us. I know we live in a very prosperous country. We have so many distractions. There's games, there's movies, name it. There's festivals, all kinds of stuff. Everybody wants to have a good time. But I want to encourage you, don't wait till the next year. Right now, if you identify things that you've prayed about and you're still standing in front of you, you need to combine your prayer with fasting. That is the problem with the body of Christ today. We have become what I would call powerless saints. We have nice buildings, but no power. Some of us drive nice car, no power. We are blessed, we have homes, big items, but no power. We have all kinds of whistles and bells, chandeliers, name it. We all come in today looking good, smelling good. Man, we could get some of you in Hollywood. You're that good looking, but no power. Your fasting will give you ability to speak to your mountain, and your mountain will move. Are you listening to me? Please notice that Jesus did not say, if you fast. He talks about when. So in other words, this is not a suggestion. You've gone through the whole year. We're now in the ninth month. The year is almost over. You've never engaged the enemy. And you become an easy target because you won't fast. Ladies and gentlemen, God expects you and me to be fasting. Ladies and gentlemen, I challenge you today as I'm challenging my own self. In all your getting, get understanding, include this item in your life. get to know God in a way that you've never known him before. We serve a God that says if you draw near to him, guess what he would do? He will draw near to him. So he's waiting on you and me to draw close to him. Your fasting will help you to move closer to God. Are you still here this morning? So then, what is fasting? I want to briefly tell you what it is. I want to also tell you why you should fast. And if time permits, I'll mention briefly how you should fast. Then I want to pray with you that every one of us will develop a spirit of fasting. I want us to win. I want us to enjoy the promises of God. You serve a God that says you the head, not the tail. You are above and not beneath. If it's up to God, you are already blessing the city. And you are blessing the field. You bless coming in, you bless going out. We should not be an object of statistics. Say, okay, when you're looking for broke, busted people, go to the black neighborhood. When you're looking for people who are struggling, we should be the mirror of Almighty God. I'm talking about your God, your Father in heaven. The Bible says, where he hang out, the streets are paved with gold. Does that sound like somebody struggling? The gates of his city is made of pearl. We should reflect our Father. Are you all still here this morning? What is fasting? Fasting, ladies and gentlemen, is the ability to stay away from your desires. Why? In order for you to seek God. You have desires. I have desire. Fasting is when you can stay away from all of that so that you can spend time with God. Notice what I'm sharing with you today. If you don't have capacity to stay away from your desire to seek God, it means, ladies and gentlemen, you are a slave to your own desires. It also means that God is not a priority in your life. So I want to encourage you today. Let's change things around. Let's make it a priority to spend time with God. God said if you draw near unto him, he will draw near unto you. Ladies and gentlemen, one area that you can find out if you're drawing near to God is in the area of taming your belly. Can you all handle the truth this morning? Amen. Fasting is not just about food. But I'm telling you, if you can tame your belly, all of heaven will pay attention to you. Why am I emphasizing the importance of taming your belly? Just think about it. The first man that God ever made, the first test, by the way, in case you don't know, Adam was a super being. You talk about intelligent. He got it going on. Made in the image of God. Made in the likeness of God. The brother was so smart. He knew the name of every animal. Whatever he says goes. But when the devil comes, the devil tests his belly. You remember the story. And guess what happened to him? He flung the test. Until you can pass the test of your belly, you will not be able to conquer any enemy. Why do we fast? Joel chapter 2 verse 12 says, "Turn ye unto me with your heart and with fasting." Translation, it is God who commanded it. So this is not a suggestion. You are commanded to fast. God himself called you and me to fast. Another reason why we fast is so that you can mature. You can have power. The devil is not intimidated by a powerless church. I was sharing with my congregation this morning that God would not trust me with the biggest black church in the parish without this area of my life. You have to fast. Many of you think I'm just smart. No, I am no more than you. In fact, many of you are smarter than me. What makes the difference is the anointing. And there is a price to pay. Are you all still here? And fasting is not just for the preacher. Fasting is not just what you do when you're in trouble. Fasting is not just what you do when somebody is on his dying bed. God is calling every child of God. Black or white, young or old, rich or poor, everybody is called to fast. And if you want some power, if you want to speak and the devil will pay attention, fasting will get you there. Are you all see here? Some of you think fasting is a church program. No. No. To be honest with you, sometimes we pastors will call for fasting because we know you're not fasting. You just need a pastor that will be honest with you. This is something you ought to be doing on your own. I say this by permission of the Holy Spirit. At least once a week, you ought to fast. And when the devil stands in front of you or messing with your job, messing with your health, the Bible says he wants you to live a long life. He said, with long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. And you can tell the devil is trying to kill you before your time. These things will not go away except by prayer and fasting. Are you all see here this morning? God wants to do great and mighty things. It's more than just not eating. When God calls you to fasting, it's like God calling you to intimacy with him. Can you all handle the truth? He wants you to focus and spend quality time with him. If you are not eating, but your attention is distracted, you're busy watching football, you're busy watching movies, you're not fasting, you are on hunger strike. Save yourself, go to Papa, do something. But if you want to have an encounter with God, fasting is when you ignore your own desire so that you can spend quality time with Almighty God. For Christian maturity, you would need to fast. If you want to grow in the kingdom of God, you will need to fast. If you want to lay hand on the sick and watch the sick recover, you need fasting. If you want to see miracles in your life, if you want to make an impact, I couldn't think of any lousy example. I say, have you ever thought about your pastor is not from here? I don't know anybody in this part. I'm not from this country. How can a foreign student with an F1 visa come and take over the community? Do you really think I'm that smart? Please, get a clue. The Negro don't know squat. It takes the power of God. Except the Lord build the house. Everybody that labors, labors in vain. Except the Lord protect the city, in vain the watchman is watching. If you want revival in Central Louisiana, you will have to fast. Just having a schedule, where rare will schedule citywide revival on so month, you tripping. That would not bring revival. What about the devil is trying to do in your life? Are you going to tolerate it? Or are you going to confront that mountain in the power of God? This is why fasting is very, very important. I couldn't think of any good example. I was saying fasting is like having to, I work over there at the university, you know, as a college professor, and I noticed something new going on now. All the students, they show with a scooter. And all over campus, you just see everybody running around with on that scooter. Where when I went to school, there's no such thing. So you just learn to walk. But I also noticed one thing with those scooters. If they don't charge it, it won't run. The same thing, if you buy the best smartphone, that phone will not call nobody or receive any call until you charge. You got to plug it with to power source. Your fasting is your way of charging your spirit. It's like you crucify the flesh so you can elevate your spirit before God. Are you still here? Ladies and gentlemen, every child of God must include this in your resume. In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 5, you see Apostle Paul talking about his own credentials. Notice what he had on the list. He said, look, you're looking at a man who have received many stripes. You're looking at a man who has been in prison. He said concerning himself, he's been through too many turmoil. He's been through many labors. He's been through many watching. To watch in the spirit means to pray. Then notice what else he said concerning himself. He's been through a lot of fasting. If you really want God to use you, fasting must be a part of your resume. Fasting must be a part of your credential. That's why I said every man will be tested through his belly. When Adam was tested through his belly, he flung the test. That's why we live in a broken world today. Even Jesus Christ, believe it or not, before he started his ministry, he himself was tested. You look at St. Luke chapter 4, the Gospel of St. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. The Bible said, now this is the Son of God. He was tested. The Spirit drove him into the wilderness. to prepare him for ministry. And for 40 days and 40 nights, get what he was doing. He was praying and he was fasting. So what makes you think you can just pray and skip the fasting? If the Son of God have to be tested. And the Bible say that after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, homeboy was hungry. I guess so. My wife went to Missouri not too long ago. They went there to Branson, Missouri, go shopping and watching a show. Man, this Negro was hungry. It was rough. And then she would text me every day. How's he doing? What's the weather like? You eating good? You're right. Now imagine Jesus for 40 days. My wife was gone only for 4 days. I'm still mad about it. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus was hungry. And notice the devil, the moment devil show up, the first thing the devil said to him, I know you're hungry. It's a test of the belly. He said, turn this stone to bread so we can know for sure you're the Son of God. But you notice that Jesus passed the test. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. If you want real power, if you want the devil to leave you alone and go to next door, because that's what the devil does. The Bible says he goes to and fro, seeking whom he's going to defile. But if you want the devil to skip your neighborhood, I'm telling you what it will take. You look at the book of St. Luke chapter 4 verse 14. It shows you exactly the result when Jesus prayed and fasted for 40 days. You know what happened? The Bible says he came out in the power of the Spirit. You know what else the Bible say? The Bible say his fame was throughout the region. You want to be famous? I just tell you what you need to do. I get tickled from time, you know. People will call me and say, Pastor Dara, Miss so-and-so, Mr. so-and-so is applying for this job. And your name has been listed as a reference. I don't even know the person. Then, because out of my ignorance, I said, well, maybe, there's a lot of people in the church. So I will call my secretary. I say, will you please check the membership list and see if Brother Baba is there? People that are not even members of the church. I say this with utmost humility. If you want you to be a woman of impact, that people will tag to you, if you want to be able to speak and the whole city is listening to what you have to say, fasting must be a part of your revenue. As part of your credential, I'm saying be a woman of faith. Be a woman of prayer. But now I'm telling you what will take you to another level. What will make you stand out among the outstanding? You got to pray. You got to fast. Are you still here this morning? In this city alone, there are hundreds of preachers. I just don't want to be another number. Are you still here? God wants to use you greatly. And the ticket to making you a woman of impact, to make you a man of impact, pray and fast. Exodus chapter 34, verse 28, Moses fasted for 40 days. That's how he was able to receive the Ten Commandments. The book of Psalms 35, verse 13, David fasted. He had a sick child. He fasted for days. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 8, Elijah fasted 40 days. In Mount Horeb. The Bible is full of people who fast so they can be mature, they can be strong in the Lord, so that the devil would not mess with them. Esther chapter 4, verse 16, you all know the story. When the people of God, the Jewish people, were about to be wiped out, and Esther had to fast. You just cannot go before the king. If you do that, they will cut your neck. To be honest with you, guess what gave Esther access to the palace to start with? She was a beautiful woman. But there are some things your beauty cannot do for you. You need a pastor like this. But there are some things that is much stronger than your eyelashes and your makeup and your nice dress. That's why that woman, she knows she's beautiful. She knows how beauty got her there. But she also knows what she's fixing to do, her beauty will not do. There is a kind of beauty that comes from heaven. Oh, glory. I feel like shouting already. The kind of beauty that will open doors for you. In case you don't know, when you get a chance, read that story. When homegirl, when she called everybody, I want you all to fast. He didn't say fast for me, fast with me. For 3 days. And ladies and gentlemen, when she appeared before the king, not only did she broke the protocol, but she found favor with the king. Instead of the king killing her, the king said, anything you want, up to the half of my kingdom. That's what we call favor. It's favor when your credit is jacked up. And you still walk out of the dealership with a brand new car. Ooh, don't make me testify. It is the favor of God when you know your money is funny. You check your bank account. You know it's reading low. Sometimes I write a check and it hits every wall. That's what we call non-sufficient. Glory be to God. But somehow, somewhere, you're still able to make your payments. God will grant you favor.
Yes, sir.
Reverend, we bought a house. Even my own wife thought I'm stupid. Because we know we don't have the money. I told the people, show me where to sign. I signed by faith. There is a God that can bail you out of trouble. We've been in that house now for more than 15 years. We've never missed payment. God will make a way somehow. You got to know that you know in your knowing the righteous will never be forsaken. Their seed will never beg for bread. Are you all still here?
Yes.
Esther didn't only get access, she got favor. She saved all of our people. You know what I'm trying to tell you? One thing fasting does, not just power, but fasting opened the windows of heaven for you. He enabled you to enjoy favor. There was a brother in Acts chapter 10, verse 1. His name is Cornelius. He's an Italian. You see, the Jewish people who were over there in Israel, they believe all the promises of God belongs only to Jews. So if you're an Italian, you strike out. If you're American, you strike out. So when God showed Peter a vision, go to that Italian man and bless him. Peter said, oh no, that's not the rule. But that man found favor. Yes, he's an outsider. Yes, he's a Gentile. But God favored him. God sent an angel on his behalf to go talk to Peter. Get off your behind and go to the man. And you know your favor when you don't have to kiss up to nobody. Cornelius never went to anybody in Israel. He said, will you please help me? They came to him. Mark my word. Peter was so religious, he would never go to nobody's house. But the angel, there was an angel speaking to Cornelius saying, get ready. I'm fixing to bless you. There was another angel that was speaking to Peter, get off your behind. Follow me right now. This is what your fasting will provoke the favor of God on your life. God is my witness. I don't remember the last time I applied for a job. Every job I'm working in, somebody will come, even including this church. There was a lady by the name Georgia Humphrey that said, Lou, we want you here. My job at the college as a professor, I didn't apply for it. I just appointed to a board, one of the prestigious board in this. I don't even know what they do. Fasting, I wish I could pour my heart out. Fasting will elevate you. And elevate anybody connected with you. Fasting will provoke the favor of God in your life. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. What needless pain we bear. All because we won't carry everything to God in prayer. When Jesus fasted, when Jesus prayed, the Bible says he came out with power. The Bible says he became famous. That promise belonged to you and me also. So I want to pray with somebody today. You know what this prayer is all about? It's very simple. Remember what I read to you at the beginning of this teaching? Jesus said there are some things that will only be solved, not just by prayer, but by fasting. I want you to examine your own life. What are things that you can say, these things? You've prayed about it. It's still standing there, but you want God to move that mountain. You have an appointment with Almighty God today. Your being here today is not by coincidence. This is how you're going to fast. I told you it's not just by not eating. I'm not calling for hunger strike. But while you are trying to pass the test of the belly, make sure also that you spend time studying the Word of God. Make sure you spend the time praying. Make sure it's a time you have a little talk with Jesus. That's not a time for you to be watching your movies or whatever. Make sure you spend time in worship. And then take an inventory right now. Whatever it is that can be described as this thing that Jesus said it would take prayer and fasting.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZIONHILL.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.
Come on and keep those hands clapping. Hallelujah. We just want to tell you, Lord, to have your way in this place. Let your glory fill this house. Hallelujah. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise. I said, oh, let it rise. I said, oh, come on and say, let it rise. Glory, hallelujah. Come on, put those hands together. We're going to say, let the glory of the Lord, let it rise. Let the glory
of the Lord,
you ought to let it rise. And let the praises of our King, let it rise. Say, let the glory of the Lord, let it rise. Let the
glory of the Lord,
you ought to let it
rise.
And let it praise. Oh yeah, yeah, let it rise. Now everybody lift up your voice and say, oh, let it rise. Yeah, yeah, let it rise. You ought to lift him up. Yeah, yeah. Let the songs of the Lord, let it
rise.
And let the songs of the Lord, you ought to let it
rise.
And let the joy of our King, yeah, yeah, let it
rise.
Yeah, yeah. And let the songs of the Lord, let it
rise.
Let a new
song
of the Lord
let it
rise. And let it praise
it.
Yeah, yeah. Now everybody say, whoa. Lift your voice.
Let it rise.
Let it rise. Come on, come on, come on and say,
whoa.
We're just gonna declare, Lord God, to have your way in this place. Y'all gonna help me sing that? To let the glory of the Lord,
the glory of the Lord,
let it rise.
Rise
and let the glory,
the glory
of, the
Lord,
of the Lord, you ought to let it rise.
Rise
and let us pray.
Yeah.
glory, let it rise. I said, let your glory, let it rise. Let your glory, let it rise. I said, let your power, let it rise. I said, let your power, let it rise. I said, let your healing, let it rise. I said, let your healing, let it rise. I said, rise, 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 rise. I said, rise, 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 rise. I said, let your glory, let it rise. I said, let your glory, let it rise. I said, let your power, power, power. I said, power, 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 power. I said, power, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. I said, power, 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 power. I said, Holy Ghost, power. I don't need your power. I don't need your power. I will need your power. I said, let your glory, let it rise. I said, let your glory, let it rise. I said, let your glory, let it rise. I said, let your glory, let it. Let the glory of the Lord, let it rise. Let your glory with the lifting up of your hands. You're welcome in this place, God, to have your way. Let it rise. And now everybody say, oh, 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 let it rise. Ooh, ooh, yeah, come on, come on, come on and say it. Say, let it rise.
Let it rise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't stop praising him this morning. Don't stop praising.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
When the going gets tough, the tough get goings. Hey, Sinlaw, I'm attorney Jonathan Goins, and I'm committed to being there for you during tough times. Like when you're hurt after a car wreck, or you can't work after an 18-wheeler carelessly runs into the back of you. You need a lawyer who will stand and fight for you during a very difficult time in your life. That's why when the going gets tough, the tough get Goins. 318-787-5607. That's 318-787-5607. That's 787-5607.
Goins Law Firm is a proud underwriting sponsor of this station.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.